One of the big changes in the American economy in recent decades has been a transition away from the dominance of large-scale manufacturing. A lot of our economy now is driven by providing services, from the waiter who brings us our food to the programmer who works on the technology for our phone. As that part of the economy changes, the idea of what makes an economy competitive is changing too. Tessa Conroy is an economic development specialist and an assistant professor at UW-Madison and Extension. She recently analyzed the competitiveness of Wisconsin's economy in a paper for the Center for Community and Economic Development at UW-Madison. Tessa, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be chatting with you.
Well, tell us about this report. You're trying to gauge competitiveness of states, including Wisconsin, in a different way than we might think of in the past.
That's right. So in the past, we used to think of competitiveness a little bit differently. So kind of coming out of the post-war era, we had a lot of big manufacturing, and we thought of competitiveness as the regions that were most amenable to those types of businesses. And that had a lot to do with pursuing low-cost strategies, so low taxes, inexpensive labor as examples. But the economy has really changed. We have more services than we used to. Our manufacturing is a lot leaner. We're also seeing that people kind of prefer to live in these high amenity places. They're thinking a lot more about quality of life. So now when we think about competitiveness, we think about a lot more than just business costs. We think about innovation, and we think about natural amenities and quality of life. We think about the human capital of a region, for example.
Yeah, one thing that struck me is the idea in your report that in the past we might think, okay, people go to jobs. Now we're seeing more and more employers going toward people.
Right. So we used to think exactly that people follow jobs. So sort of kind of build the business community and the people will come. And now we're leaning more and focusing more on kind of how jobs follow people. So if we can attract the people to our region because we have a desirable community, a desirable region, it has green space and good infrastructure and schools and libraries, people are going to want to come live there. And more employers are seeking out the right labor pool for their business. So kind of the business, the people come and then the businesses come.
Now, if I'm writing a state-by-state report of business competitiveness, doing it the old way is kind of easy peasy. I look at the tax rate. I find out how much you have to pay to hire somebody, maybe the cost of land. Boom, there's my report. How do you start to gauge these things that are in ways more intangible?
Right. So now it's, I would say, a more holistic approach to competitiveness. So rather than just thinking about costs, those are still important, but so are a lot of other factors. So one structure that we use in community development is to think about community capitals. So the more obvious of those might be human capital and financial capital, for example. So kind of what's the skill level in your community? What are the education and training opportunities look like as far as financial capital, thinking about the capacity for a region to generate wealth, for their ability to finance new investments. But beyond that, it's also social capital and natural capital, cultural capital. How do we recognize and celebrate the heritage of our residents? How do we incorporate the diversity of our community? It's political capital, kind of who has decision-making power and what are the participatory processes like? And also the built capital, so kind of coming back to infrastructure. So you could really think about kind of a broad set of indicators that would lead to a more competitive region. That's how we would think about it today.
Talking to Tessa Conroy from UW-Madison and Extension, looking at a new report gauging the competitiveness of Wisconsin's economy using different measures than you might think of in the past. Tessa, you used a handful of different measures. First of all, what kind of things did Wisconsin come out looking pretty good in compared to other states?
So, you know, for example here, let me start with the things we looked at. So we looked at patents, we looked at R&D spending, we looked at PhDs awarded and broadband coverage. So these are kind of all different things that are maybe a little bit broader, again, than just looking at costs. When we combined all of these factors, Wisconsin came out about 21st. So kind of in the middle of the pack when we, you know, combine these various aspects of competitiveness, but unfortunately relatively low for the region. So when you look at our neighboring states, we're the lowest kind of between Minnesota and Illinois and again, those neighboring states.
What of those measures, what did we come out higher in than maybe the average?
So unfortunately, our highest rank is total crime rate. So 13th for total crime rate. So that's actually one of the things that we looked at that we would actually expect to be kind of negative related to competitiveness. So we wanted to look at both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. But that could be a number of factors. Some people kind of point to struggles in Milwaukee, but it's also northern Wisconsin where we have some kind of high property crimes based on the recreational housing there. But some other places where we did quite well are the total patents per 10,000. So that's a good thing that kind of speaks to the innovative capacity of the state. And we also did relatively well at 18th with PhDs awarded in the state. So kind of in the better half there in terms of overall state rankings.
On the other hand, one of the measures you mentioned, broadband access, we don't look so good compared to the rest of the country.
Right. So broadband coverage, we say we have 85, maybe almost 86% broadband coverage in the state, and that might sound like a lot, but it's really not compared to other states. We rank 35th on broadband coverage. So that can be really limiting, especially for our most rural communities. That's limiting for people in their personal lives at home, but also limiting for businesses and entrepreneurs who kind of rely on the internet for access to markets, for example. They're not just selling locally. They want to reach a broader consumer base.
Now, one thing you did interesting in this report was take each of your measures and do kind of a check. How do these things correlate with economic performance in states? One that struck me is that one of the things you measured was taxes per person, I think. And you found a correlation between tax levels and economic performance. Not what people might have expected, though.
Right. So we actually found that when we look at how the taxes are related to gross state products, so kind of just a measure of the size of our economy, that those are actually positive correlated. So some of the economies that are doing better also have higher taxes. And we wouldn't expect that based on past measures of or the way we used to think about competitiveness. So it kind of seems to be the case that, like, as I was saying earlier, that costs aren't the only thing that matters. In fact, just based on this sort of simple correlation, it's not the case that taxes are really predicting who's going to have the strongest economy at the state level.
Let's talk about what a policymaker might do with this. And getting back to those ideas of the different kinds of capital, not just economic, but your report mentions natural capital, you know, taking advantage of scenic beauty to lure people to work there, social capital, built capital. What kind of things can communities try to develop, promote, build on to attract business in this new model?
So I think one of the strengths for Wisconsin is our natural capital. It's a beautiful state. We have a lot of lakeshore property, for example. So in terms of, you know, thinking about how can we get people to move to Wisconsin, I think protecting and marketing that natural capital that we have in so many of our communities is one advantage. How do we make the most of those natural assets that we have? And then when people do come from different communities from other places, thinking about social and cultural capital, how do we welcome people? How do we integrate newcomers into our communities? At the local level, some community development strategies, inclusive community development or age inclusive even. That's one example. So we have in Wisconsin some kind of recent retirees that like to move here. Maybe they're moving to their lakeshore property, for example. So thinking about how do we incorporate this demographic into our community, this group that has, you know, a lot of experience. Hopefully they've had the opportunity to accumulate some financial capital, this spirit of civic engagement and volunteerism. So these can all be strengths for our local community development efforts.
Sounds like there might not be a one-size-fits-all approach for all communities. They're going to have different demographics, different natural environments, different downtowns. So it sounds like it takes a little more thoughtful local process.
Definitely. It's about local assets and recognizing, identifying what you have, what you can work with, thinking about your business community as well. Every business kind of industry might think about different comparative advantage and be seeking different aspects of these capitals. So when you're thinking about how do we support our local businesses with the assets that we have, how do we attract people with the assets that we have, that's certainly going to vary community by community.
Tessa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Tessa Conroy, Economic Development Specialist and Assistant Professor at UW-Madison and Extension. She was with us today to talk about how competitive Wisconsin's economy is and how we measure economic opportunities in the modern economy.